I want to ask you to do something this morning. Take your right hand and put your first three fingers together like this, and then touch your fourth and fifth fingers together like this. For Christians, this particular formation of our hand reminds us of the nature of God, that He is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so our first three fingers represent the Trinitarian nature of God. But He is also, in Jesus Christ, truly God and truly man. And indeed, in the Eastern Church, whenever they make the sign of the cross, they place their hand in this position and then say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Today, the church remembers the man, one of the most early teachers who developed for us the doctrine of the Trinity and affirmed for us that Jesus Christ is both truly God and truly man. Saint Athanasius was born in Egypt in the year 298, and he became a bishop at the age of 30 on the 8th of June in the year 328. He was a bishop for 45 years, dying on this day, May the 2nd, in the year 373. One of the things that we know about Saint Athanasius, during the 45 years that he was a bishop, he spent 17 of them in exile, that is, away from his diocese in Alexandria. Because he had many enemies, there were many who opposed his teaching. There were many who said, no, Jesus Christ is not truly God. He might be more than we are as human, but he is not both fully God and fully man. Athanasius is a man of such importance that at the age of 20, he wrote a book on the Incarnation that is a masterpiece of the Christian tradition. And at that age, he was aware of a deacon by the name of Arius, who was putting forward the idea that Jesus Christ could not fully be God. For Arius, wrote these words, "If Jesus is the Son of God, there must have been a time, therefore, when Jesus did not exist and cannot be of the same substance as God the Father." Cannot be of the same substance as God the Father. And throughout the church at that time, the vast majority of bishops, the vast majority of the priests agreed with Arius. And so Athanasius understood that from the time he was in his 20s until his death at the age of 75, he had to speak against, write against, and contest against the Arian heresy. And because of this, he suffered greatly. Exiled 7 times, as I say, for a total of 17 years. But he always had courage. He was filled with wisdom. And the people of Alexandria, although their bishop was away from his see for 17 years, they always claimed that Athanasius was their true bishop. Indeed, it is because of Saint Athanasius that when we say the Nicene Creed and affirm these words, "I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, begotten of the Father, the only begotten, that is of the same essence with the Father, God from God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of the same substance of the Father." We say these words because of Saint Athanasius. For you see, Saint Athanasius had a single-minded love for Jesus Christ, expressed in this lifelong battle to defend Christ's deity, to worship Christ as Lord. This is what Saint Athanasius is known for. But because of his commitment to Jesus, there is a phrase that became associated with Saint Athanasius, and it goes like this: Athanasius contra mundum, Athanasius against the world, is the English translation. He stood steadfast against the overwhelming rejection of the Nicene profession of the faith. And when we think about this, it brings into focus today's reading from the gospel, where as Jesus is so clear in speaking about how we are to eat his flesh, we are to drink his blood, because he is truly God and truly man, that as was true in the day of Athanasius a few hundred years later, and is perhaps true for so many today, there is a rejection of the full humanity and the full divinity of Jesus Christ. But those words of Peter are the words that resonated in the heart of Saint Athanasius. Lord, to whom shall we go? For we know that you have the words of eternal life. Words of eternal life. Words that enable us to live with a purpose, a meaning, and a direction. Words that we see at play in today's reading from Acts. And it struck me as Deacon Stephen was reading that first passage, and I hadn't seen it before when I was studying the text, that after Aeneas is healed of his paralysis, Peter says, get up and make your bed. What a neat idea. That in being infused with this new life that Aeneas is given by the power of Jesus' resurrection, he is to go about the stuff of every day, like making his bed. And then Dorcas, a woman that we're told was devoted, she was filled with good works and charity. And we hear of some of those good works when the women present to Peter the garments that she had made. For you see, to be a Christian, that is a Christian like Saint Athanasius, to be a Christian like Peter, where we say, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, allows us to then enter into the reality of our everyday life with a new purpose, with a new conviction, with a new meaning. Because we know that the one who is God, eternal, invisible, entered into the reality of this finite world, took on our human flesh, and so gave to the works of making beds and sewing garments true dignity, because this is the stuff of those who profess that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that Jesus Christ is true man and true God. The nature of God is in your hand. It's as close as your mind, your mouth, and your heart. May we be inspired by the example of Saint Athanasius and be willing to live with him. And if it means to be against the world, so be it, because there is no profession greater than to say Jesus Christ is Lord.